In today's news headlines, two people were killed and one injured in the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, on the third night of protests aimed at the police shooting of a black man named Jacob Blake. While it is not yet clear who the victims of the incident are, there are reports that a 17-year-old boy named Kyle Rittenhouse, armed with an AK-47, has been charged and arrested. According to one report, Rittenhouse was apparently, quote, spotted earlier in the night standing guard with militia members outside local businesses, and that on social media he, quote, idolized police, guns, and the Blue Lives Matter movement. The shootings took place near a gas station where some protesters had moved on to after most had left for the night. CBS News reported that men with weapons were part of a group called Armed Citizens to Protect Our Lives and Property. And Facebook had taken down a post by a group called Kenosha Guard that had called for an armed response to protests, saying, quote, patriots willing to take up arms and defend our city tonight from the evil thugs? Question mark. Meanwhile, in Louisville, Kentucky, more than 70 people were arrested on Tuesday during a mass protest against the police killing of a black woman named Breonna Taylor earlier this year, whose shooters remain free. In other news, day two of the 2020 Republican National Convention on Tuesday was marked by more instances of President Donald Trump using taxpayer-funded resources toward his re-election campaign. He engaged in the kind of political theater never before seen at a major party convention, using his presidential power to pardon a former criminal and overseeing the naturalization ceremony of a handful of non-white immigrants, all on the grounds of the White House. First Lady Melania Trump also delivered her speech from the White House's Rose Garden, something that has never been done before. While the president is apparently immune from being charged with the violations of the Hatch Act, prohibiting government resources to be used for partisan purposes, his staff is not immune. House Democrats have now opened an investigation into Hatch Act violations by State Secretary Mike Pompeo, whose taped address from Jerusalem aired on Tuesday. Even though he claimed he was speaking in his personal capacity, Pompeo used a government plane to fly to Jerusalem and was presumably guarded by taxpayer-funded security during his speech. The speech was filled with numerous false claims of Trump's foreign policy successes, including that the president had ended a U.S.-China trade war, brought North Korea to the negotiating table, and wiped out the Islamic State. Pompeo also implied that Trump's foreign policy was based on protecting Christians and touted his own Christian Zionist views in celebrating Trump's controversial move of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Also scheduled to speak, but canceled at the last minute, was a woman named Marianne Mendoza, who tweeted an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory hours earlier. The Daily Beast, which first reported the tweet, explained that Mendoza had linked to a lengthy thread from a QAnon conspiracy theorist that laid out a fevered anti-Semitic view of the world. Drawing on more than a century's worth of anti-Semitic hoaxes and smears, the thread claimed that malevolent Jewish forces in the banking industry are out to enslave non-Jews and promote world wars. Anti-abortion activist Abby Johnson did address the RNC in spite of her controversial views. Earlier this year, Johnson had claimed that voting rights should be changed to one vote per household, and that, quote, in a godly household, the husband would get the final say as to who to vote for. Johnson had also, just a few months earlier, claimed in a public video about police killings that her non-white adopted son, quote, is more likely to commit a violent offense over my white sons, end of quote. And that, quote, that doesn't actually make me angry, that makes that police officer smart because of statistics. During her RNC speech, Johnson, who was once the director of a Planned Parenthood clinic, said that Trump was, quote, the most pro-life president we have ever had. Another speaker, Sissy Graham Lynch, the granddaughter of the right-wing evangelist Reverend Billy Graham, touted her anti-transgender views.
Democrats pressured schools to allow boys to compete in girls' sports and use girls' locker rooms. Those are the facts. But then, we the people elected Donald Trump.
Discussion of the coronavirus and its massive death toll was limited to just a few speakers, among them Larry Kudlow, director of the White House National Economic Council, who discussed the pandemic in the past tense.
Once in 100-year pandemic, it was awful. Health and economic impacts were tragic. Hardship and heartbreak were everywhere. But presidential leadership came swiftly and effectively with an extraordinary rescue for health and safety to successfully fight the COVID virus.
That's Larry Kudlow speaking at the Republican National Convention, claiming, contrary to all evidence, that Trump successfully tackled the COVID-19 virus and helped financially struggling Americans. Mr. Kudlow spoke as though the pandemic was over, but in the 24-hour period covering Tuesday, a whopping 1,147 Americans died from the virus, as death rates once more have climbed. The highlight of the convention's second day, as per corporate media coverage, was a speech by Melania Trump. The First Lady wore a military-style army green jacket that some speculated as sending a strong message about her husband's authoritarianism. Outlets like the New York Times gushed over her speech, saying that her, quote, unique role at the convention was, quote, expressing sympathy on the virus. The Washington Post headlined a report about her address as, quote, a moment of calm amid the Trump family rant. But she appeared to entirely whitewash her husband's legacy, as other speakers did, going as far as claiming that he was an entirely honest man.
He's best for our country. We all know Donald Trump makes no secrets about how he feels about things. Total honesty is what we as citizens deserve from our president. Whether you like it or not, you always know what he's thinking. And that is because he's an authentic person who loves this country and its people.
That's Melania Trump claiming her husband, the most dishonest president ever to hold office, was offering, quote, total honesty to Americans. The First Lady also decided to offer advice to anti-racist protesters angry about police violence.
I like to call on the citizens of this country to take a moment, pause, and look at things from all perspectives. I urge people to come together in a civil manner so we can work and live up to our standard American ideals. I also ask people to stop the violence and looting being done in the name of justice, and never make assumptions based on the color of a person's skin.
That's Melania Trump on Tuesday offering her advice about not judging people based on the color of their skin. When Barack Obama first became president, she helped people like her husband spread false claims that Obama was not a natural-born U.S. citizen. Finally, Hurricane Laura is aiming for the Gulf Coast, and now appears poised to be a catastrophic level Category 4 storm. Associated Press explained, quote, the storm grew nearly 70% in power in just 24 hours to reach Category 3 status, and it continued to draw energy from the warm Gulf of Mexico waters. The system was on track to arrive late Wednesday or early Thursday as the most powerful hurricane to strike the U.S. so far this year. In Texas, nearly 400,000 residents in Beaumont, Galveston, and Port Arthur have been told to evacuate. And that does it for our news headlines.